Welcome to Scary Storytime by Spooky Boo. www.scarystorytime.com. My Dark Web Cam Girl Mistake. When I was 18, I was pretty desperate to go to college, so I took all of the scholarships I could get. It still didn't add up to what I needed, so I decided to be a webcam girl. I know, weird. But I asked a few of the women that worked with the company over email, and they all said it paid pretty damn well, and honestly, it would be much better than shoving hamburgers down the throats of the other college kids. I found the site through my friend Catherine, who was already working there. She always had really nice clothes and very expensive handbags and shoes. She was in my economics class and was pretty smart. I figured I could trust her. The next day, she brought me a USB stick with the Windows app on it. She told me to just open it and then wait for it to bring up a screen to connect to a server, and then gave me an IP address to type in. She also said that the password and name were on the included text file. Just fill out the form with my info and get paid, and I could get started right away. The first day I started, it was really weird. I had never been naked in front of a camera before. The guys were cool about it. They liked newbies. I guess it was kind of virgin territory. My chat room was flooded every night. I would show a little bit here and a little bit there. At times I felt something like an auction cow, because the one who bid the most in the room was the one who could talk to me. Then other times it made me feel like a special movie star, because all of the men told me how beautiful I was and called me goddess. The high beds always brought in around $600 per night. But it started to get really creepy when this one guy kept on outbidding everybody. The first night he bid to stay in the room alone with me, and I made about $550, and all we did was chat. It was kind of creepy because he wore a mask the whole time and wouldn't let me see his face. He said it was because he didn't want me to take pictures of him and show his wife. I wasn't going to anyway, but I understood. At the end of the night, he just smiled and asked me to blow him a kiss. I did. I thought it was cute. The second night was about $600, and I went topless for him. So what? I used to go topless all the time at the lake. It really wasn't an issue. For the next week, we chatted topless, talking about our day and what happened. It all seemed so innocent. We learned a lot about each other. Well, he learned a lot about me. I told him about my classes and family. He told me about his work and family. I don't know if I believe him or not, but I felt like we were getting really close. The next week, though, as he still wore the mask, he started making demands and increasing the rate he was paying me through tips. Since he was paying so much every night and staying on the whole time, plus sending tips, I was gaining popularity. See, when I stay high on the chat for a long time, I get points, and my points were really high compared to the other girls. Each chat would fill about 100 guys who were slowly outbid by him. The first night of that week, he paid $1,200 for the first chat. I was floored until he made his demands. Now that I paid $1,200 for you, you are going to do what I ask. I giggled and agreed. He asked me to go completely naked for him. I did. Then he wanted me to dance. I did that too. Then he wanted me to call a stranger and tell him that I want to do all kinds of naughty things with him. At first I hesitated, but he said to use *67, I guess, on my phone, and it couldn't be traced. I did it. I felt like a fool, but the guy on the phone kept talking like we were having phone sex, and it was really cool. I was also given an extra $1,300 into my account. The next few nights were similar. I did some things on cam I wasn't too proud of that I won't go into detail about here, but since the conversation was private, no one would ever know. I banked about $4,000 over the next few nights. Then he offered me $10,000. I couldn't refuse that. I thought he was going to do something pretty normal until he brought in another woman into his room with him. She was clothed in lingerie and tied up to a chair with a ball gag in her mouth. When I looked closer, it was my friend Catherine. The woman had obviously been crying because mascara was running down her cheeks and she was just shaking her head no the whole time. "Tell me what to do to her," he laughed behind his mask. "Let her go," I demanded. "Wrong answer," he snarled and slapped her across the face. "Every time I don't like your answer, I will hurt her more. Now tell me what to do with her. If you disconnect, I will kill her." Catherine started screaming through the ball gag and trying to wiggle out of her restraints. The site had an emergency button I could click on, but I know he would notice since the computer was across the room. I had to make an excuse. "Kiss her while I take off my clothes. I want to be comfortable while I watch." I started to unbutton my blouse while he turned around and pulled the mask up over his mouth. He started kissing her while I reached forward and hit the emergency button. Honestly, I didn't know what the button did, but I hoped it would keep him on. It didn't. The site logged me off and told me to wait for a phone call. I couldn't believe what just happened. I sat there and waited for the site manager to call while shaking and trying to button up my shirt. I jumped off my bed when the phone rang. "Hello?" "You clicked the stop button. This had better be an emergency." He had her in his room. He was going to kill her. "Who?" "My last customer when I was pressing the button." Then the unthinkable happened. I heard the muffled sobs of the woman in the background, and then an evil laugh. I felt like the room was spinning around me. It was him. "Finally silent?" The familiar voice that was normally soothing and sexy on the other end of the line crawled with ick. "You made your choice." Then I heard a bit of rustling and the blood-curdling scream of a woman who was in the chair. When the screaming stopped, it sounded like he was kicking something really hard. Every time he kicked, there was a female-sounding grunt, then silence. "It's your fault, you know. I'm not done with you yet." The line went dead. I immediately called the police and explained everything. When they loaded the website from the USB stick, all they could see was a generic under-construction page. I gave them my cell phone to show them that somebody had called me. To my horror, my call list was completely erased, and my browser history was gone. They even went as far as calling my cell phone provider and waited for their support department to answer, who ultimately said I hadn't taken any calls or text messages in days, except the one I made to them. They finished up the report and said there was very little they could do since I had erased my phone. I begged them to understand that I did not erase my phone, but they just followed me home in a black and white and left when I made it to my apartment. I didn't turn on any of the lights when I went inside, but my computer was on. I started changing for bed when I noticed the green cam light come on. I smacked the webcam across the room and it shattered against the wall. My phone rang. At first I ignored it, but then I got a text message. She is still alive. I stared at the screen on my phone for a moment and wondered if I should just play into the game. The cops didn't believe me. I didn't know what to do. Then he texted a picture of me posing for the webcam, naked. "Get back online. I want to play or I will kill her," he texted again. Reluctantly, I opened the app he had sent to me and logged in. I sat there watching as he danced around her limp body. I could see she was still breathing, but barely. I dialed 911 and didn't say anything. "Why aren't you on cam?" he said loudly into the mic. I couldn't answer as my webcam was across the room in pieces. I didn't know what to do. Could I text while on the phone with 911? "Why are you not on your cam, bitch?" he said loudly and pulled Catherine up by her hair. I could see that her eye was already starting to turn black from the blows. I quickly grabbed my phone and texted back. "I broke my webcam when you scared me the first time. Lies, lies, lies. He shook his head and turned off the cam. Did you get that? I whispered into the 911 operator. Did you get that? I whispered into the phone to the 911 operator. The voice on the other end laughed. It was him. Yes, I did. I hacked your phone. You were dumb enough to root it for me when you installed our app. Welcome to my playland. The record button flashed on my phone, indicating that he was now using my phone cam. I dropped it into the desk drawer, and it started ringing until the battery died. The next few days went by without incident, except Catherine never showed up for class. Then the cops came to school and started asking us questions. When they finally got to me, I told them everything. They came back to my apartment with me and took the dead phone. He didn't have a chance to break into it again, as it had died. It left all of his information, as well as the texts he had left. The FBI explained a bit about the web app I was using. It was called Tor, or T-O-R, and led to what was called the dark web. I still get threats sent to me by email addresses in other countries. My pictures have been sent all over the web, and everybody knows about my mistake. I'm an outsider now. They stripped my scholarship, and now I just work for a factory under a different name. I hope he never finds me. He's still out there, and no one can catch him.
Hey, it's Spooky Boo. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed that story, head on over to my website at www.scarystorytime.com and leave a comment. Also, I'd love to hear your scary stories. Send me a story by submitting it to my webpage at scarystorytime.com, and I'll read it to everybody on the podcast. I'm going to head on over and watch Creature Features now. I'd love it if you join me at www.creaturefeatures.tv.